He's going to take it himself for a championship.
A double play wins it for three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McCutcheon's on a touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good morning from the Giant Center in Hershey. WJPA Sports brings you the state wrestling tournament. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah along with Rusty Pettit. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to start the first of what will be three sessions today. AA boys will wrestle preliminaries, which are pigtails, which are four bouts per weight class, then preliminaries, which is the round of 16, and then a round of consolations. And then we'll have a little bit later this afternoon, for the first time ever, girls action with quarterfinals at 11:45 this morning. Girls quarterfinals and first round consolations. It is a 16 wrestler bracket for the girls, 20 for the boys. And then AAA will have its first round action this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Preliminaries, first round, and first round consolations. That's the schedule for today. It's going to be hectic, and we'll do our best to bring it to you. Our coverage all weekend is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Regional anesthesia experts and Dr. Brian Matusik, a proud Big Mac alum. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years. North Franklin Drive in Washington. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. Washington Financial Bank. Download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on, monarchtrans.com for details. Ritzko Insurance Agency. Don't stall. Give Ritzko a call, 724-745-3379. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University. Grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises. They haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. Just about ready to get started here, and just handed an encyclopedia, which is this year's program, and something that we normally like to get a little bit early, but we thank Philip Mary for bringing them up for us, and we've got some brackets too, so trying to get set to go on the fly here, okay, awesome. And we'll get started with wrestling when we come back here on WJPA and greensports.net here in just 1 minute.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, just about ready to get started. Six mats. Again, this is double A with four preliminary bouts per weight class, and then the first round, which will feature 16 bouts per weight class. Basically, everybody's going to wrestle two matches today here in double A. Well, I shouldn't say that. If you are not wrestling in a pigtail and you win and go to the quarters, you're only wrestling one.
Correct.
But the guys in the pigtails are going to wrestle two matches. And again, six mats. We're going to do our best to keep up with it all for you, and we're going to do a little bit differently this year. We're going to try to concentrate more on the Washington and Greene County wrestlers and the District 7 wrestlers, and we ask you that results and all those things will be available at Flow Wrestling. So feel free to go there if you're looking for a specific result. We're underway on six mats, Rusty, so we should have Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley at 107 pounds. We'll get to him in just a minute.
He's out there on mat three, taking on Andrew Capick of Sullivan County. They are just underway, and Anderchak quickly with a takedown, leads 2-0 25 seconds into the bout.
Anthony Musi of Derry is out there at 114 pounds as well. And he is wrestling on mat five. And he's got a takedown down on mat one. Derek Warman from Hanover is his opponent.
Anderchak got a half Nelson and only got one swipe of near fall. So still leading 2-0. But working hard on top now, is trying to get a tilt with that left arm and jumping the half again and really having his way here in the first period. But they're going to whistle it for potentially dangerous with 45 seconds to go left in the first. Anderchak still up 2-0.
Musi still up as well in his bout. He's got a cradle locked in, but he's up a little bit high with it. And now he's going to use it to at least try to turn over Warman. With 40 seconds to go in the first period. Musi did not get near fall points, and he has since lost a cradle, so he's riding and leading 2-0.
Anderchak does have a cradle. Now he does turn Capick over to his back, and he is getting near fall. 9 seconds to go in the first period. He's at least going to have a 5-0 lead going into the second, and that is going to be the case.
14 seconds to go for Musi. I believe I pronounced that incorrectly. Anthony Musi of Derry at 114 pounds. Now out of bounds with Derek Warman of Hanover. Just 4 seconds to go in the first.
The wrestlers that lose in this round, I believe most of them, if not all of them, will wrestle in that first round of consolation. So that's the danger of being eliminated today would be if you lost this match and if you lose your consolation match.
Yes, the the preliminaries, or sometimes we call them pigtails, you drop straight down into that opening round of consolations, and you will wrestle a second match today.
Andrzejczak starts on bottom of the second period. Kapik, he was trying to get a cradle of his own locked up, but Andrzejczak fights that off. Now he's up to his feet, but still trying to escape. Kapik done a good job returning him to the mat.
Muchiev Derry leading 2-0, actually 4-0 now early in the second period. He's got the left arm barred, and he's going to drive Warman up to his back. And he's getting back points here. Muchi gets 3, so he's up 7-0 with a minute and a half to go in the second. Now he's back to that cradle again. But so far not able to turn Warman over with it.
Especially in the lower weights, there's a lot of Whippeal kids that are wrestling in this round.
Yeah, I counted 23. Yeah. Now here's Muchi taking Warman over with that cradle. Warman's going to roll through, but Muchi did get enough of a count to get a couple of back points coming to him. And there they are. So he's up 9-0 with just under a minute to go in the second.
Andrzejczak still wrestling from the bottom position here in the second period. Kapik has so far not been able to turn him, but he has ridden out this entire period with about 30 seconds to go.
As well in the second for Muchiev Derry, still riding and leading 9-0. Muchi working out to the right side. Has the right wrist. Now spins back around behind. Looks like he's trying to get to the cradle again, but only 9 seconds to go in the period.
Andrzejczak does ride out the second, so we'll go to the third period with... Kapik rides it out, so we'll go to the third period. Andrzejczak still having the 5-0 lead, and it looks like Kapik wants to start from his feet. So we start neutral in the third.
Muchi going to the third as well. He'll be on the bottom with a 9-0 lead. Actually, I'm sorry, they're going to start on their feet. Warman shoots at Muchi's left leg. Muchi sprawls back and wraps around the waist. Warman locked on that left leg. Muchi actually sitting on the back of Warman right now and reaches up to grab a leg himself. Now Muchi going to try to get to the side, get a cross face in and spin behind for a takedown. He's got to get Warman off his, had the ankle. Now he locks behind the knee again, does Warman.
Andrzejczak deep on a single, but sitting around and trying to get around behind him is Kapik, but they're going to end up in a stalemate with 1:15 remaining in regulation.
Still neutral, and Muchi does force Warman off that leg, spin behind, get the takedown, so he's up. Should be 11-0. It is, with a minute 10 remaining in the third. Now he's trying to get back to that cradle again. He's got it locked. Warman got no more than 90 degrees, and now he's back over to his knees.
Still on their feet. 50 seconds remaining in the third period. 5-0 lead for Andrzejczak. Kapik's really going to have to come after him here in the last 40 seconds if he's going to have a shot. Otherwise, Andrzejczak can kind of coast this out comfortably.
Muchi and Warman out of bounds with 37 seconds to go.
Just as I say that, snap down, go around behind for Andrzejczak. Now he leads 7-0.
30 seconds remaining now for Muchiev Derry. Finished 6th at the regional last week. He's a junior, 33-6 record coming in. Warman, 4th place finisher from Hanover. And we had a couple of back points there for Muchi. Now maybe that was a stalling point.
Andrzejczak's going to win it. 7-0 over Kapik. Kapik will drop down, and Andrzejczak will move on to face Joey Bachman of Faith Christian, the Southeastern champ, in the quarterfinals.
7-0, you said?
7-0 is the final.
All right, and it is a 12-0 final for Muchi as well. So Muchi advances into the first round or the round of 16. And we'll have more state wrestling action when we come back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase fan uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
And we are back here at the state wrestling tournament. Got a couple of more local wrestlers out there. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey is wrestling on mat four against Braden Hartranft of Berks Catholic. That's at 121 pounds on mat four. Scoreless there, nearly halfway through the first period.
Antonio Bonai of Central Valley leading 4-0 in the first period over Jeffrey Spofford of Conwell Egan. That's a 121-pound bout that's on mat three. And Mason Wright's out there, too, for Beth Center. He's scoreless in the halfway through the first. Now, as I say that, he got a takedown. He leads 2-0.
He is on mat five.
Bonai lets Spofford up for an escape. That's a 4-1 match now with 35 seconds to go in the first period.
So, three District 7 wrestlers out there here at 121 pounds. Lucas Bark of McGuffey coming up in just a bit at 127. Let's concentrate on the guys that are out there right now. Right of Beth Center, 2-1 lead on Pekino of North Penn. And now Wright with a half Nelson steps to the side. He's got it in there. And he's got back points coming. Three near fall points at the end of the first period. So Mason Wright with a 7-1 lead after one. Go back to Emmett Wolf. He is scoreless going to the second period. He'll start the second on the bottom against Hartranft of Berks Catholic.
Bonai of Central Valley got one more takedown in that first period, so he'll take a 6-1 lead into the second, and he is going to start on top in the second period. Oh, and Drake McClure of Bentworth is out here now, just getting underway on mat number two. He is wrestling Kevin Bagnell of Conwell Egan, and 114-pound bout is scoreless, about 25 seconds in.
Right of Beth Center starting on the bottom with a 7-1 lead, still on the bottom, 25 seconds into that period. Wolf of McGuffey with an escape in the second period, so he leads 1-0 over Hartranft of Berks Catholic. They are on their feet with a minute 15 to go in the second.
Bagnell gets a takedown on McClure and then lets him immediately up for the escape, so it's 2-0 Bagnell over McClure with 1:07 to go in the first. Bonai still riding on top in the second period, leading 6-1.
Wolf of McGuffey still neutral, 50 seconds to go in the second period, still with a 1-0 lead over Hartranft of Berks Catholic. On the board with an escape is Pekino of North Penn, and now he's trying to spin around behind Mason Wright of Beth Center, right with a hold of the right leg, though, to prevent that. They're down to 39 seconds remaining in the second.
Bonai let Spofford up for an escape, but then got a fireman's carry for a takedown and took him right to his back and is getting near fall. And looking for the fall is Antonio Bonai, but I think Spofford, he is eventually able to roll off his back, but it's going to be three more near fall to make it 11-2 for Bonai.
Well, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey had his body on top, but he didn't have control, and then he got up a little bit too high, and Hartranft ends up getting the takedown. Now sit, turn, and stand for Wolf right at the end of the second period. And there's a technical violation. Wolf is going to get a penalty point there. I didn't see exactly what that was, but the escape tied it at two, and now the official, now they take that, well, they took the point off, and now they put it back. So 3-2 Wolf after two.
Dagnell with a 2-1 lead over Drake McClure of Bentworth. That one just heading into the second period with McClure starting on bottom in the second.
Right of Beth Center, 7-1 lead after two on Matt 5, and he'll start the third on the bottom.
Bonai got another 2 points to lead, 13-2 now into the third period. McClure close to getting out, but then Bagnell sneaks back in behind him to keep in the top position. McClure trying to escape to tie this up at two, but Bagnell trying to chin him back, and they'll head back to the center of the mat.
Escape for Hartranft of Berks Catholic. He and Wolf of McGuffey, 3-3 in neutral. Minute 40 to go, third period. Right of Beth Center with an escape. He now leads 8-1 over Piquino of North Penn. That's at 121 pounds. Minute 15 to go in their third, and Wright is in on a shot here trying to finish, as is Wolf of McGuffey on mat 4.
Bonai looks like he's going for a technical fall here. He's been letting Spofford up, taking him back down. It's now 17-4, 40 seconds to go. McClure now in danger and getting turned by Bagnell on mat number 2. Trying to fight all the way through. Bagnell now reverses position to try to bring him back over on his back.
Takedown for Mason Wright of Beth Center. And now he goes to a leg and a crossface, 30 seconds to go. And back points coming to Mason Wright. He's up 10-1, 25 seconds left. Wolf of McGuffey still 3-3 in neutral with a little over a minute to go. Wright, go ahead.
I was going to say, Bonai does win by technical fall with 13 seconds remaining in the third period.
Score?
21-6. So that would be 5:47.
Correct. And time runs out for Mason Wright of Beth Center. He is going to get three near fall points at the buzzer. And he is a 13-1 winner at 121 pounds. Wright of Beth Center over Piquino of North Penn. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey still 3-3 and neutral. 20 seconds to go in the third. And Wright, or I should say Wolf, well, he gave up the takedown, but he is reaching up over top, and he actually has a leg of Hartranft, and Hartranft is in on the leg of Wolf, but Hartranft does have that takedown, and that's going to be the final. 5-3, Hartranft of Berks Catholic defeats Emmett Wolf of McGuffey.
All right, so Don Lindsay of Central Valley out here, he's tied at 2 against Cruz McCusker of Sullivan County on mat 3. They're 45 seconds into the first period. Now an escape by McCusker makes it 3-2. And Bagnell trailing in the third period now 5-1 and in danger of getting reversed. And there is the reversal. That'll make it 7-1 with 1:15 to go in regulation on mat 2.
Parker Sinopal of Burgettstown wrestling at 133 pounds on mat 5. Sinopal with a takedown, and he's got a cradle locked in.
Another takedown by Lindsay to make it 4-3 in his bout, and escape by McClure. He's trailing 7-2 with 40 seconds to go. Shoots in on a single leg. Bagnell, though, gets his hips down. And they will restart after a stalemate is called with 29 seconds remaining. Oh, Lindsay right takes McCusker right to his back with another takedown, and he's looking for the fall but running out of time. He's going to get a few near fall to take a 9-4 lead into the third period. Or sorry, second period.
25 seconds to go, make it 26 for Parker Sinopal in the first period. did not get near fall points with that cradle. Coming back to referee's position with a 2-0 lead, he's wrestling Marcus Colson of Camp Hill.
Bagnell is going to be your winner by a score of 7-2 over Drake McClure of Bentworth. Lindsay takes McCusker to his back again, but they roll through. He is going to get the takedown to lead 11-4. Now on mat two, Lucas Barr of McGuffey is going to be taking on Jonah Peterson of Upper Dauphin, 127-pound bout just getting underway.
Santa Paul at the end of one. He's got a 2-0 lead. They're looking at his opponent, Marcus Colson, who has he's wearing a shoulder harness. And I think they were officials were taking a look at that before we start the second with Santa Paul on the bottom.
Barr finds himself in a front headlock off a shot. They'll get called for a stalemate, restart with 139 to go in a scoreless first period. Nice double leg by Barr, and he goes right through and finishes to take the 2-0 lead over Peterson.
Santa Paul escapes, so he's up 3-0, minute 34 to go, second period. Neutral on mat four with Marcus Colson. We've got Tyler Clark at 133 pounds from Frazier, Anthony Orlandini of Montour. All in this preliminary round, which is four bouts per weight class. Santa Paul in on a single. Picks it up and just drives right into Colson. And Colson injured. Santa Paul does get the takedown, so he's up 5-0 injury time for Colson.
Barr still riding on top after getting the initial takedown. He puts a bar in on the left arm of Peterson. Has him bellied out. Lindsay still leading his bout. Now it's 11-6 at the end of two periods. They will start on their feet for the third.
Still injury time running for Colson of Camp Hill in the bout with Parker Centipaul. They're in the second with a minute 6 seconds to go.
Lindsay gets another takedown. He leads 13-6 now, the beginning of the third period. Barr still riding on top, 20 seconds to go in the first period on mat number two.
Colson getting up to his feet. He's limping. He's kind of holding the back of his right leg just a little bit, like it, you know, like it could potentially be a hamstring injury. But he'll hobble back into the center and continue here.
Lindsay has a minute to go in his bout. Looks like he might give up a reversal here to McCusker, and he does. That makes it 13-8 with 52 seconds to go. Barr and Peterson on their feet to start the second period. It's 2-0 Lucas Barr, and Peterson shoots in on a single leg, but Barr gets his hips down now, trying to step around the back and break the grip on that single leg so he can secure the 2 points. He does that, and he keeps that bottom arm to turn Peterson. Peterson able to belly out, though. So 4-0 Lucas Barr with a minute 30 to go in the second period.
Parker Centipaul with the right arm barred, has the right wrist, or I should say the left wrist, and now he's going to turn Colson over and get the fall. So Parker Centipaul at 133 pounds into the round of 16 with that fall in 3 minutes and 22 seconds.
Lindsay got turned with a cradle, and this match tightened up. It's 13-11, but time is running out, and Don Lindsay of Central Valley is going to hold on with a 13-11 win over Cruz McCusker of Sullivan County. Barr now leading 6-0 over on mat number two. That one has 39 seconds to go in the second period. We're going to have Anthony Orlandini of Montour on mat three now, taking on Gavin Kelton of Notre Dame Green Pond. Jonah Peterson of Upper Dolphin gets an escape, so Barr's lead is now 6-1 with 20 seconds to go in the second period. And shot by Peterson takes Barr out of bounds. 10 seconds to go in the second. They'll restart.
We'll keep an eye on Orlandini for you.
All right.
He is scoreless early on against Kelton of Notre Dame GP.
And Barr and Peterson will go to the third period at 6-1 in favor of Lucas Barr.
And we'll pick up that third period and more action when we come right back on Green Sports and the WJPA Sports Network.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Lucas Barr with two more on the board to make it 8-1, 1:23 to go in regulation on mat number 227 pounds.
Anthony Orlandini of Montour still scoreless, first period 40 seconds to go. He's in on the leg, but his opponent Kelton of Notre Dame GP has an ankle, so still scoreless there.
Just getting underway on mat one, Tyler Clark of Frazier taking on Clay Kimmy of General McLean. They are scoreless 15 seconds into the bout. Escape by Peterson to make it 8-2 with 52 seconds left on mat number two. And there's a takedown by Tyler Clark on mat one at 133 pounds for Frazier.
Well, Orlandini had a takedown on Kelton. Kelton has since reversed him. 20 seconds to go in the first period. They're coming back to referee's position.
And Barr has another takedown now. He's in the major decision territory with a 10-2 lead, 20 seconds remaining in that bout. Lucas Barr trying to work on a wing as time winds down. But he is going to be the victor. He wins 10-2, and he will advance out to face Logan Stewart, who is the Northwest champ out of Reynolds, in the quarterfinals. Or sorry, the first round, I guess. First round, not the quarterfinal.
Orlandini got a late reversal in the first. So he has a 4-2 lead. He's going to start the second on top against Kelton of Notre Dame GP.
Tyler Clark still leading 2-0 with 49 seconds to go in the first period. He's riding on top of Clay Kimmy. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Ford on one, I think on mat six for you there.
Yeah, he's taking on Easton Comp of Bishop McDevitt. That one with no score, just about halfway through the first period. Orlandini still on top, still leading 4-2. Still early in the second period, minute 39 to go there. Boyer of Elizabeth Forward, just a freshman. His opponent, Comp of Bishop McDevitt, a sophomore. Similar records, 39-11 for Boyer, sixth in the region last week against Comp, who's 37-12. He was fourth in the Southeast.
Clark still with a 2-0 lead with 10 seconds to go in the first period now. And he's going to take that 2-0 lead into the second period.
Got a stoppage in the bout on mat three. It's Orlandini Not sure if that's blood or injury time. Mentioned this during the team when I was here for team championships a month ago. Different scoreboards here at the Giant Center, and they are much smaller and much harder to read, and they don't put the injury or blood time up there, or if they do, it's so small you can't see it. Boyer of Elizabeth forward, trailing 1-0. Comp escapes early in the second, so they're back on their feet.
Yeah, Clark leads 3-2 now on mat number one, and he's now on the bottom of Clay Kimmy. And they go out of bounds, 1:12 to go in the second period. Orlandini back underway and shoots on a double leg, but that action goes out of bounds. They will restart with 53 seconds to go in the second period.
Boyer of Elizabeth forward, still 1-0, still neutral, tied up on his knees with comp of Bishop McDevitt. They're in the second, 39 seconds to go. Back up on their feet and out of bounds.
Orlandini in the top position here, head in the arm, or a head lever on the left arm of Kelton, and keeps him flattened out. 30 seconds to go in the second period. Clark trying to get out from underneath Kimmy on mat one. Kimmy, though, keeping him at bay and trying to work on a wing, and now switches off to the claw with a spiral ride. Chops down to the right side. Orlandini looked like he was going to be able to turn Kelton, but maybe went through a little fast and now is in danger of getting reversed, gets his hips back up, and then able to drop down on an ankle as time expires. So he'll still be leading 4-2 heading into the third period. Ten seconds to go in the second period, and Tyler Clark still hanging on to the 3-2 lead, but not able to get out from underneath of Clay Kimmy here once he took the top position. It's a Granby attempt by Clark, but Kimmy stays right with him and takes him over and gets some near fall right at the end of the period. And the clock stops, but that's going to be three near fall for Kimmy, and now he has his first lead of the match at 5-3, and they're going to head to the third period.
In the third period now, Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth forward trailing 1-0 to Easton Comp of Bishop McDevitt. And Boyer is on the bottom here in the second with a minute 14 to go. He's broken flat to his stomach.
Orlandini and Kelton end up in a stalemate. Orlandini on bottom in this third period. He's leading 4-2. Clark starts the third period in the top position against Kimmy, but he trails 5-3. Kimmy gets to his feet, and mat returned by Clark, but right back up to his feet is Kimmy. And now Kelton trying to turn Orlandini, has him flattened out with the legs in, and he's working on the wrists and a power half. Orlandini flattened out, 53 seconds to go in the bout, and we're going to get a stall warning on Orlandini in the bottom position.
Jameson Poklembo of Mount Pleasant scoreless in the first period with Gavin Badger of Lancaster Catholic. That's at 145 pounds. 28 seconds to go for Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth forward. Still on the bottom, still trailing Easton Comp of Bishop McDevitt 1-0. And Boyer got to his feet, but Comp just pulled him out of bounds. Just 19 seconds to go.
Kimmy with a reversal now on Clark, and he leads 7-3, 50 seconds to go in that. Clark tries to sit out and turn in, but Kimmy stays right behind him. Orlandini dropped down on a leg when it looked like Kelton wanted to let him go for an escape, but Orlandini dropped in to shoot on that leg, and they scrambled for a while, ended up in a stalemate, so he has the 4-2 lead still with 12 seconds to go.
Poklembo still scoreless with Badger of Lancaster Catholic. Tie up on their knees, 25 seconds to go in the first. and time's going to run out on Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward at 139 pounds. He's going to drop a 1-0 decision to Comp of Bishop McDevitt.
Orlandini hanging on. He got an escape, and I'm not sure if they awarded a late takedown or not. Looks like the final score will stay 5-2. Orlandini advances over Kelton. Kimmy got near fall in that third period right at the end, and he is end up going to win by major decision over Clark, 12-3. So Tyler Clark of Fraser drops down to consolations. Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon about to start on mat number 3 against Owen Wohl of Blue Mountain.
Jameson Paclembo of Mount Pleasant in the second period now. He is on the bottom and scoreless with Gavin Badger of Lancaster Catholic. They're early in the second, just now 20 seconds in.
Single leg shot by Wohl on Doppelhauer's leg. Doppelhauer, though, getting his hips back and with the cross face is close to getting around behind Wohl. Wohl still hanging on to that leg. We're going to have Rook Smith of Montour on mat 1 taking on Holden Ward of Canton. Still no takedown. Now there, just as I say that, they do award the takedown to Doppelhauer. He leads 2-0 with 109 to go in the first period.
Paclembo still on the bottom, still scoreless with a minute to go in the second period against Badger of Lancaster Catholic. Paclembo to his feet. Now he turns and sprawls back. Very close to getting one here. There it is. So Paclembo scores the first point of the bout with 51 seconds to go in the second period.
Doppelhauer throws in the legs and flattens Wohl out. Still riding on top of the 2-0 lead and now trying to come in with a head in the side cradle for the takedown is Rook Smith. Looks like he might have the cradle locked up, but he's run out of real estate. They do award the takedown to make it 2-0 in favor of Smith.
Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward underway on mat 4. He's wrestling Chase Stephen of Tri-Valley. That's at 152 pounds. Again, these are preliminaries, 4 bouts per weight class.
Two nothing Smith over Ward as they head back to the center of the mat with 107 to go on the restart. Cole Doppelhauer now up 4-0. Got a couple near fall, and the first period comes to an end. So he will take the 4-0 lead into the second with him.
Looks like the end of the second on mat 5 for Jameson Paclembo. 1-0 lead. He'll start the third on top. Michaels of Elizabeth Forward, still scoreless with Stephen of Tri-Valley. 1:10 to go in there first. And Badger gets up to his feet, but Paclembo cuts him loose. So 1-1 in neutral with 1:48 to go in the third. Badger shoots at Paclembo's left leg, turns him onto his hip. Paclembo wrapped around the waist.
Doppelhauer with another 2 points here in the second period to lead 6-0, 1:20 to go there. And that second, Rook Smith riding on top, and he's going to ride out this first period, it looks like, and he'll take the 2-0 lead over Holden Ward into the second.
But Clembo still trying to fight off that shot. His opponent, Badger, is in a sitting position. He's driving back into Paclembo, and Paclembo in danger with the shoulders down here in the neutral position. He's draped over the back of Badger, but now they turn and a stalemate is called. So still 1-1 in neutral, 1:02 to go in the third period. Michaels of Elizabeth Forward still scoreless late in the first, 20 seconds to go against Stephen of Tri-Valley. Those two right on the edge of the mat and now out of bounds.
Rook Smith on the bottom to start this second. It's up to a quad pod, but throwing in the legs there is Ward and trying to work on the wrists to get Smith back down to the mat, and he does eventually get him down to his base. Now Smith, though, gets his hips to turn and starting to come out the back, and Ward got himself too high and got reversed. So 4-0 and right into a Turk, and turning him is Rook Smith, and he's getting near fall, and he might have Ward in a lot of trouble.
Michaels of Elizabeth forward starting the second on top, scoreless with Stephen of Tri-Valley. McClembo still 1-1 in neutral with 24 seconds to go in the third.
Going to get three near fall for Smith. They're going to stop it for a potentially dangerous hold. I think someone's knee was getting twisted. In fact, it looked like Smith, actually. They're going to come out and look at him. He has a 7-0 lead, but the training staff comes out to take a look at him, and might be his right leg. We're also stopped on mat 3 between Doppelhauer and Ward. Doppelhauer leads 8-0 there in the second period, 23 seconds to go. And they appear to be looking at the left leg of his opponent, Owen Wohl.
McClembo and Badger going to overtime, 1-1 at the end of regulation. And we're going to get injury time for McClembo before we go to the OT.
Trainer's working on that right leg of Rook Smith and dominating this match. Second period, looked like he might be getting close to a fall now. Good sign there as he gets back up to his feet. And also a good sign for Owen Wohl on mat 3. He is back ready to start, so he'll still be on bottom, trailing 8-0 to Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon.
Damon Michaels of Elizabeth forward, still scoreless. He is riding here in the second period against Stephen of Tri-Valley. 22 seconds to go, so now a short bar for Michaels, and it goes around the head, or I should say for Michaels of EF. He's got Stephen on his back and in trouble, and there's the fall for Michaels. With 9 seconds to go in the second period, so 5:51 for Damon Michaels of Elizabeth forward. It's at 1:52.
35 seconds to go for Smith and Ward on mat 1, and Smith still on top position there. It's 9-0 now, Doppelhauer over Wohl, as they start the third on their feet.
McClembo now underway in overtime, in on a leg, but out of bounds, and a whizzer for Badger, so 31 seconds to go, sudden victory, still tied there. Should see Rudy Brown of Burgettstown coming up momentarily. Matter of fact, he will follow McClembo on mat number 5, where they are in overtime. Badger gets to the right leg of McClembo. McClembo with a whizzer. McClembo turns back in now. Down around the ankles is Badger, and he dumps McClembo onto his hip. And out of bounds as the first sudden victory ends.
Doppelhauer got another takedown. He leads 11-0 over Wohl. That one a halfway through the third period.
And they are going to award the takedown to Badger there on the edge of the mat right before the period ended. So it's going to be 2-0 at 59 seconds of overtime for Badger over McClembo.
Seven nothing Smith over Ward, 1:35 to go. They started on their feet in the third period. Going to have a couple more WPIO wrestlers following the matches on mats 1 and 3. Selassie of Fraser coming up, and Shawless of Mount Pleasant. And also on mat 2, Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth will be coming up on deck on mat number 2.
So Rudy Brown underway against Chance Kimmy of General McLean on mat 5 at 152 pounds.
Smith close to getting a takedown, and he does. So he leads 9-0 now, halfway through the third period. Doppelhauer in complete control, and he wins 11-0 over Wohl. So Doppelhauer advances for Bell Vernon at 145 pounds.
Brown with a takedown, and now he's trying to go for the fall here, wrestling Owen. Well, check that. Chance Kimmy gets off his back to his knees. Brown did get three near fall points after turning Kimmy over. So Brown up 5-0, not yet halfway through the first period.
Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant taking on Cole Hubert of Saucon Valley. That is a 152-pound bout on mat 3 getting underway. Now we're stopped on mat 1 for injury time. And this is actually Holden Ward that they're attending to, not Rook Smith. Smith leading 9-0 there with 44 seconds still to go in the third period.
Brown still riding and leading with 40 seconds to go in the first period. Brown has the right wrist. Now he's going to jump to the left side, try to drive on a half, but not able to turn Kimmy over. Now back to the right side is Brown.
Bout on mat 2 is finished, so that should bring Vitaly Daniels up there.
Half for Brown. He's going to turn Kimmy over. Rudy Brown, good deep half in there. Now he's going to really get perpendicular and put Kimmy in a dangerous situation, but Kimmy fights it off and gets back belly down. 3 points for Rudy Brown. He's up 8-0. First period about to end.
Rook Smith, another takedown. He leads 12-0, but then he locked his hand. So they're going to get a penalty point to make it 12-1, but he's in control there with 25 seconds to go in regulation. Still scoreless between Shawless and Hubert on mat number 3. Daniels underway on mat number 2. He's taking on Carter Storm of Bermudian Springs. They scoreless 10 seconds in.
Got what looks like injury time for Kimmy of General McLean.
Rook Smith ends up getting the fall late in the match with 8 seconds to go. That comes at 5:52. Daniels with a takedown. He leads 2-0, 125 to go in the first period on mat number 2, 189-pound bout. Now coming up on mat 1 is going to be Ryan Selashie of Fraser taking on Ricky Halford of Northern Schuylkill.
Okay, you have WPIL wrestlers on all three of your mats, and I've got Rudy Brown, so I'll try to help you here, but I'm going to concentrate obviously on Rudy Brown.
Okay. Shawless and Hubert go to the second period scoreless. A single leg there on mat 1 for Selashie, and he's going to finish the takedown against Halford to take a 2-0 lead. Daniels got some near fall on mat 2. He leads 5-0, and he's working to turn again. Shawless starts on the bottom of mat on mat number 3, and staying on top of him so far is Hubert. Now Daniel's getting another tilt for more near fall.
Let me try to help you out and take Shawless on mat 3 and Brown on mat 4.
Okay.
As Brown starts the second period with 2 to go up 10-0 after the injury time for Kimmy.
Daniels with 3 more near fall off that tilt. He leads 8-0. 13 seconds to go in the first period. Selashie still leading 2-0 on mat 1. Daniels looking for the fall. He's got a half and pretty deep, and the only thing is he's running out of time. And so he's going to get 3 more near fall and lead 11-0 going into the second.
A couple of more back points for Rudy Brown, so he's up 10-0. Minute 36 to go in the second. Out of bounds with Kimmy. Now they restart. Shawless and Hubert still scoreless just about halfway through the second period, and now an escape for Shawless gives him a 1-0 lead. Here's Brown with double arm bars taking Kimmy over to his back. Kimmy trying to fight that off, but Brown's got him stacked up with plenty of time to go in the period, but Brown loses the pinning combination. He gets 3 near fall points, so he's just 2 away from a technical fall, now up 13-0.
Shawless got an escape. He leads 1-0 with 40 seconds to go in the second period against Hubert. They stopped the match with Daniels and Storm. They're looking at Daniels. I think it's blood time, cleaning up some blood on his leg. That's what it looks like from here.
45 seconds to go in the second for Rudy Brown. Chance Kimmy trying to push himself up to his feet. Brown, good tight waist, keeps him on the mat.
Selashie turns Halford. 14 seconds to go in the first. He's going to at least have 3 near fall, but he's working for the fall here. He's got the double arm bar. And looks like Halford might be able to bridge out of this at least long enough to get to the second period, and he does. So it'll be 5-0 Selashie heading to the second there. Daniels leading 12-0 in his bout now and shoots in on another double leg. And he's going to finish that to make it 14-0. Very close to a technical fall for Vitaly Daniels now.
Second period about to end for Rudy Brown. He's going to lead 13-0 after two.
Daniels looking for the fall now, and he gets it. So Vitaly Daniels wins by fall. That one comes at 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
Brown starts the third period neutral.
And takedown for Hubert in the third period against Shawless of Mount Pleasant. So it's 2-1. And now he's trying to tilt Shawless, and he does. Shawless giving up near fall. Salashi leads 7-0 over Halford now as they are still on their feet in the second. But three near fall to Hubert on mat three makes it 5-1 over Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Brady Brown of Derry area coming up now on mat two. He's taking on Connor McChesney of Fort LaBeouf. 189-pound bout.
Hubert shoots in on the left leg of Brown with a minute to go in the third. Brown, and we get a stalemate there. 110 left. Brown still up 13-0. And Brown now gets the takedown, so he is going to win by technical fall 15-0 at 4:55. That's 15-0 at 4:55 for Rudy Brown of Burgettstown. He'll be back in the preliminary round. That will be the round of 16. And they're going to go right into that after this round is complete.
Salashi up 9-0 now on mat number one, coming to the end of the second period. It's 5-1 Hubert over Shawless on mat three. That one winding down, 30 seconds to go. Shawless on bottom there. Connor McChesney got a takedown on Brady Brown of Derry area on mat number two. He leads 2-0 with 1:12 to go in the first.
172 pounds, Charles Perkins of Valley underway against Josh Kaufman of Susquehanna. That's on mat four.
And Cole Hubert of Saucon Valley is going to hold on to win 5-1 over Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Shawless will drop down into the consolations for the Vikings. Brady Brown gets an escape to make it 2-1 with 41 seconds to go on mat number two. Salashi now up 10-0 in his bout as they start the third period. He's on the bottom position.
Perkins still scoreless with Kaufman. They've wrestled a little over a minute.
Brady Brown snapped down go-around behind there on mat number two, and now he has the lead 3-2 with 15 seconds to go as they go out of bounds in the first period. Salashi up 11-2 now. There was a takedown by Halford, an escape. So Halford trying to come back here in the third as they go out of bounds with 109 to go on mat one. Stopping for blood time on mat two between McChesney and Brown. 15 seconds to go in the first when they resume.
Had a takedown for Charles Perkins of Valley, 2-0 lead late first period against Kaufman of Susquehanna. It's 172 pounds.
To tell you how fast we're going through this round, they've already got 107-pound bouts listed on the board in the hole.
Well, they, again, with the more matches in the same time frame, they're not going to mess around this year.
Yeah.
End of one for Perkins of Valley. He's up 2-0 on Kaufman of Susquehanna.
Yeah, whole new tournament, right? Three, went from two tournaments to three.
As soon as we get the final for Salashi here, we're going to try to squeeze in a break.
And he's got 9 seconds. He's leading 13-2. Brady Brown is back in action. He leads 3-2 going to the second. And that will do it. 13-2. Your final, Ryan Solasia of Frazier advances over Ricky Halford of Northern Schuylkill.
And more AA state wrestling coming up when we come right back here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. AngelosRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
And we are back, and on mat number two, Brady Brown leading 3-2 with 107 to go in the second period over Connor McChesney of Fort LaBeouf. And I believe he's our lone District 7 wrestler out there right now.
Charles Perkins of Derry is out there. He's gotten a couple of sets of near fall points. 30 seconds left in the second period. And Perkins is riding and leading Kaufman of Susquehanna. Excuse me, Perkins is on the bottom with a 7-2 lead.
Brown, they're going to go out of bounds with 48 seconds to go, and he is still in the top position here in the second period, leading 3-2.
Perkins trying to fight off a half Nelson, but time's going to run out in the second. He'll go to the third with a 7-2 lead.
McChesney up to his feet, and he turns in. He does get the escape with 40 seconds to go in the second period to tie the bout up at three.
Perkins and Kaufman start the third neutral, and Perkins in on a double. Kaufman reaching up and locking through the legs. They roll through and still neutral.
Brown and McChesney still on their feet. Time winding down in the second period. They're tied at three.
I'm going to ask you for a result here that I did not get at 189 for Brady Brown.
He's still out there.
Okay.
He's tied at three. They're just coming in the second period. They were stopped for some blood time a little earlier. And they're going to start the third period. It was his choice there, so he will take down to start this third.
Perkins gives up the takedown under a minute to go. He trails Kaufman 7-4 now. Kaufman, I think he wanted to let Perkins up, and Perkins, before he was actually up, turned in and grabbed the leg, so he's going to get a reversal, and he's going to go around the head and put Kaufman on his back. Kind of double arm bars there, but looks like the right one isn't. Neither one, I don't think, is in as deep as he would like, maybe more so on the left side. But back points coming, and the fall comes for Perkins with 29 seconds to go, so 5:31, time of the fall for Charles Perkins of Valley at 172.
All right, and Brady Brown has the lead. He did get an escape in the third period. He leads 4-3 with 1:38 to go. comes in with underhooks now and forces the action to the far side. But a shot there and a nice move to get around behind. McChesney took the shot on the leg and couldn't quite get to it. Brady Brown quick to get around behind to take a 6-3 lead now for the Derry wrestler. They will restart with 1:13 to go in the third period. On deck on mat number one is Joseph Baronic of Burgettstown. The bout in front of him currently coming to the end of the second period. We're going to get locked hands called against Brown. And that will make it 6-4 as they go out of bounds. 1:08 still on the clock, and McChesney still in the bottom position. And Colin White out there, I think, for West Green. Yes, he's out on mat five now.
Halfway through the first period, scoreless with Caleb Tyler of DeLone Catholic. And now those two continue to work on their feet. 45 seconds to go in the first.
Chesney gets up to his feet, but Brown's able to return him back down to the mat with 35 seconds to go. There is a takedown by McChesney to tie it up late, 15 seconds to go. Brady Brown comes up to a quad pod, tries to shake McChesney off, and he does, and he's going to get the escape as they go out of bounds with 7 seconds to go. He retakes the lead 7-6.
Colin White of West Green still scoreless. First period has just ended there.
So Brady Brown, and there's a shot by McChesney looking to hold on here as time will wind down, and he will hold on to win 7-6 over Connor McChesney.
Colin White starts his second period on the bottom. To his feet briefly, Tyler picks up a leg and brings White back down to the mat. White tries to stand again. Tyler trying to get to a cradle out to the left side, but not able to do so, and now the two are out of bounds with a minute 40 to go in the second. So those two come back to referee's position.
All right, we will now have Veronica Burgettstown coming up here on mat number one. So Joseph Veronica's taking on Jack Heckman of, is it Tulpehocken? Is that how you say that school?
Yeah.
Tulpehocken?
That would be my guess. I think is a new one.
That's
on
a new
me.
One for me.
White of West Green up and out against Tyler of DeLone Catholic, and they're out of bounds. 1:04 to go, second period. So White, with that escape, it's the first point of the bout.
Bronick and Heckman still scoreless, head to head, with 20 seconds gone in the first. Bronick likes to work that underhook, especially with his right arm, and he does so as they head out of bounds. They'll restart with 1:26 to go in the first period.
Not yet into bouts at the round of 16, but I see three or four of them on deck. So we'll be moving into those before too long. White of West Green trying to fight off a single shot, but not going to be able to do it as he is taken to the mat. by Tyler of the Lone Catholic, and the second period has just ended there, 2-1 for Tyler. So big takedown there right before the period ends.
Veronica and Heckman still scoreless. They'll restart with 50 seconds to go on the clock in the first period.
Now Tyler of the Lone Catholic will be on the bottom to start the second, or I should say to start the third. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington. Those of you listening online, WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Going to get a stall warning against Heckman as Veronica again forced the action towards the edge of the mat. So they are still scoreless, but that warning now comes with 30 seconds to go in the first period.
Tyler up and out, so he and White of West Green 1-1 and neutral with a minute 38 to go in the third. Tyler with an underhook drives into White and drives him out of bounds.
Veronica still pushing with that underhook and nearly got to a leg, but they'll go out of bounds again with 9 seconds on the clock.
Minute 15 to go in the third for Tyler of the Lone Catholic. White of West Green still on their feet. And the board is showing 3-1 for Tyler. Not sure how that could be. Tapped to the head by White as he shoots in on the left leg. Couldn't get in deep.
Veronica starts the second period on bottom. Still scoreless as he immediately gets up to quad pod, but Heckman spirals him back down. Now he's back up to his feet, and he does get the escape to lead 1-0. First 107-pound bout in the what is considered the first round of the weight of the tournament is underway now on mat 3.
Colin White of West Green in on a single, 18 seconds to go. Again, the board has him trailing 3-1. So if that's correct, he's trying to get a takedown to tie, and he's running out of time, only 8 seconds to go. And now time's going to run out. So it looks like a 3-1 win for Caleb Tyler of DeLone Catholic.
Veronica still with the 1-0 lead halfway through the second period. They're still on their feet, and nobody's been really close to a takedown in the opening two periods. However, Veronica has been kind of dominating the action from their feet. As he pushes in again, they'll go out of bounds. There is one stall warning on Heckman already from the first period. 49 seconds to go in the second.
I think we've got a bout on mat number 5 that is at 107 pounds. But let's get back to the bout with Baronic.
He tries to get in on that underhook again, this time the other side. Now he switches back to the right. Now tried to get that far leg with it, but they'll go out of bounds one more time with 24 seconds on the clock. It's going to be Heckman's choice when they get to the third period.
Yeah, into the round of 16 on a couple of mats, but not involving anybody local.
There's another hard underhook there by Baronic, really trying to push in, backing up as Heckman again. 5 seconds to go in the period. So they'll head to the third. Bronick still leading 1-0.
Yeah, and just back to Colin White. He did give up that takedown late in the period. Late in the second, that is. I think they were just late putting that up on the board. So that's where the extra 2 points came from that dropped Colin White down into the consolations.
So Heckman will start on bottom to start this third period. Tries to post up with an inside leg stand-up, but Baronic keeps his weight on his back and tries to tie up a wrist. Now working hard to flatten him out, but Heckman back up to his base. Now, just as Heckman was about to stand up, Baronic works him back down. Now he does get up to his feet, and he turns in, and he gets the escape. So we're tied at one with 1:14 to go in the third period.
Again, Baronic, the only District 7 wrestler out there, so we'll concentrate on his bout. And again, we invite you to go to Flow Wrestling if you're looking for results.
There's an underhook with the right arm now, but they'll separate. 45 seconds to go in the third period, and it's again Jack Heckman of Tupelhockin High School has been warned for stalling once, and almost felt one coming there as he backed up out of away from that underhook of Baronic again, but they'll restart with 33 on the clock. Now, Heckman kind of pushes in a bit of his own, but they circle back towards the center. 14 seconds to go. Referee tells him to bring the action back inside the circle. And a throw-by attempt by Baronic, but they'll go out of bounds with 3 seconds on the clock, and actually they just let it wind all the way down. So we will head to sudden victory here with Joseph Baronic and Jack Heckman. And, well, they did put those couple seconds back on the clock, and they just let them run down. So now we officially head to sudden victory.
And about to get at 107 pounds, Bruce Andrzejczak of Quaker Valley on mat 3, but we'll catch up to him in just a minute.
Baronic pushes in again. The action goes out of bounds. 39 seconds to go in overtime. There's a single leg shot by Heckman, and getting him to front headlock is Baronic, and he's got the front headlock, tries to keep him there and get around behind, and instead he countershoots on his own shot, but now sinking in on another single leg is Heckman. Baronic tries to sit around behind. Heckman keeps his hips up. 20 seconds to go. Baronic trying to scoot around behind. Needs to get his hips up here. He's close. And that should be two. It is. Joseph Baronic is going to win with 8 seconds left in the sudden victory period, 3-1.
And we will have more wrestling action here from the Giant Center in Hershey. AA state wrestling here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.